Hello, welcome back, it's Choi Ying, and this is Yes, Your Expressions of Self. Today is really about meditation on me. Me as in not me, but as in you. They refer to the I, the me, or maybe the ego. A lot of time we have so much debate in philosophy or debates about really becoming selfless by giving. And absolutely, that's the greatest thing to do. But ultimately, the me, when meditating on the concept or the theory or the ability of understanding really what ourself is, who we are, what does it really do for us in the meditation of the thoughts? Is it really the thoughts of finding the self? And it doesn't exist. Or maybe it's a community of thoughts of who we are. But then ultimately, it shift and move to the emotion. How do you feel about you? How do I feel about me? And is it, am I really creating this construct? Who I am and what I am is still accumulations of thoughts and experience and knowledge and learning. And all these informations that take place doesn't really give me something to truly identify or the experience. There is no me besides there is a physical aspect, there's a physical body, there is the emotions, how I feel. But it cannot be easily and say becoming selfless or becoming humble. Or is it something that we heard, something we learn from others? Or do we feel good when we do give? Absolutely. Maybe. But if we are coming from a place that we haven't understand ourselves, if we ain't happy, or we feel we have judgment about ourselves, then you need to understand and come to the me, the I. So it is a meditation that allow us to not so much in the thinking thoughts that there is this information. When I say information, maybe there is a subconscious or this program that's still self-sabotaging. I'm not good enough. I'm not this. I should be this. So when we look or maybe debate or read and understanding really what many of these teachers are talking about, removing the selfless, you cannot really remove yourself first. You have to really begin to nurture the self. So the I, the me, needs to be met, needs to be happy, needs to be placed in a place or space that who am I to do this? Who am I to become this? Once you understand that, you don't place yourself becoming selfless. You become truly within tune of the self. And then beginning to understand there is love with the me, that is love, the I, and begin to say, I love me, I love myself. And then everything would becomes to expand, expanding inwardly to realize every single part of you is missing the love that you need. And this allow us to understand that me of who I am. Once you know who you are, then you can come back and connect to those emotions. When those emotions are feeling good about who you are, then you go and come back again and again to find this me. And there is no such thing as me. It's just another accumulations of thoughts. Then you can become selfless. So try this practice to meditate on me and become who you are. Go ahead and love yourself and tune in to the emotions and allow any negative emotion to move through your body, to move through your breath. Then to understand this is the makeup of things that is not you. Then you come back and do it again and again. This is really through experience in order for you to free yourself from understanding the selfless versus the self. That is also be aware of the negative self-talk. If it's positive self-talk, that is great, then you're already closer to the selfless. But if it's negative self-talk, then you cannot become selfless. You must come back to me, to you. Thank you for listening. See you again.